An era came to an end yesterday in Washington, D.C. Dozens of people gathered in a plush conference room at a downtown law firm to bid farewell to attorney David Ginsburg. The veteran of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal is retiring at the age of 95.
Hi, it has been such an honor to be able to call you my partner. I'm really going to miss you.
David Ginsburg's legal career reads like a history book. His first job was at the newly formed Securities and Exchange Commission under Joseph Kennedy. He helped FDR write speeches. He clerked for Supreme Court Justice William O. Douglas, and he investigated the race riots for the Johnson administration. David Ginsburg's long journey began in Huntington, West Virginia, where his father settled after leaving Russia in 1890. The young Ginsburg won contests in debate and speed typing, which earned him a scholarship to West Virginia University, just as the Depression was tightening its grip on America.
It's the years 30, 31, 32. Those were terrible years when one had a feeling of catastrophe. My father owned a grocery store. People weren't buying. You just had a feeling of how are you going to maintain yourself? And that was true of almost everyone we knew. So that it was a sad and difficult period, the answer is yes.
How do you think living through that era shaped your life and career?
Above all, I think it made me aware that there are people in this country that need help, and that somehow the government and we, through the government, have got to find ways to help them. That was true of the white people, and it was true certainly of the black people, and it has to be done and is being done, and far more now since Johnson was in office than ever before.
Your career in Washington started almost by accident. You had graduated from Harvard Law School and were on your way to Cincinnati to go to work for a law firm.
Exactly.
And you
right.
took a little detour, but it lasted, what, here, 75 years now?
I got here in the fall of 35, so it was 72 years. What happened was, to us in Huntington, West Virginia, Cincinnati was the New York of what New York is to Washington. And so the notion of going to Cincinnati was itself exciting to me, and it remains to this day. So I went back to the law school and told Felix Frankfurt, who was then a kind of a mentor.
This was when he was at Harvard and before he was on the Supreme Court.
That is, yes. Went back to Cambridge, told him where I was going. He knew the firm, thought it was a great thing to do. But why don't I take a year off and spend it in Washington? It seemed to me a good idea. Why not? 2 or 3 months after I was here, I picked up the phone again and called Cincinnati and carefully explained that I really wouldn't be ready to leave after 1 year. And this worked out beautifully.
What kept you here? What were you so passionate about that those first few months working as
a
young lawyer?
Exactly what I've indicated before. That is that the government was trying to help people who needed help. The point is that we had never had any experience in doing it. And FDR was really looking for ideas. And so came to know the president, of course, and that was largely through Judge Sam Rosenman, a longtime personal friend of FDR's. And when the president had a particularly important speech to produce, he would call Sam in, and on many occasions I and others would be assigned to check facts. But we would sit with him often when he was talking to the president, and the president was reaching into his pocket and taking out little notes that he had sent to himself offering them as ideas. President was open-minded. He was looking for answers, trying to bring in new ideas into government. For that, he's been criticized, but it was absolutely essential that it be done.
Did you realize at the time that you were part of something that would profoundly change the way Americans viewed their government and what they expected from government?
It's not a question that really was up front in anyone's mind, really, as far as I can tell now. The problem was how to exist. How do you keep people alive? How do you prevent these suicides? The catastrophes that were taking place, the bankruptcies that were taking place. Desperation is something different from inspiration. Where you're desperate, it's essential to find answers. Where you're inspired, you hope to find answers.
In 1947, you co-founded Americans for Democratic Action. What was the impetus for that group?
Essentially, liberals in the country were being attacked for being communists. The simple fact then would be we created an organization to which communists were not eligible to enter. And in a sense, it was to separate the goat from the sheep. I think that who would be best regarded as sheep and who would be best regarded as goats we'll leave aside for the moment.
You know, you all were young and grasping for solutions to very pressing problems at the time, but you also had a sense of idealism that you could make a difference by being in Washington and working with the government. Do you still feel that way? Do you still feel that people can come here to Washington and make a difference?
There is nothing else that can make that difference. You can't ask a portion of the population to assume the responsibilities of government. I think that there is no alternative to government in a democratic society. It's only when people come together to accomplish something that problems of the sort we're talking about can be dealt with. It takes a nation to act.
David Ginsburg retired yesterday from the law firm Powell Goldstein. He plans to spend some time traveling in Europe with his wife. He told us he's particularly looking forward to the spas of Baden-Baden.